Gently winding roads guide you through views of century-old trees and rolling lawns that make up the surroundings of this old asylum. Open meadows are remnants of the farm where residents raised all their own food. The physical labor and park-like setting contributed to their therapy. Ray Minervini loves the surroundings, but he says the buildings themselves added a healing dimension.
I mean, if you stand out in the front lawn of this building, you don't necessarily need to be a student of architecture to appreciate that it's a thing of beauty. I mean, the proportions of the building, the sizes of the windows, the pitch of the roof, the height of the spires, it's the way that we used to construct buildings. We don't do that anymore.
The four-story brick and stone structures soar above the trees. Developer Ray Minervini says they were built to last 500 years or more. He thinks they deserve to be preserved as much as the natural environment does.
You know, the brick that you're looking at here were laid 121 years ago. That's those stone foundations that you can see, there's about 4.5 feet of limestone. They actually laid stone into the ground as opposed to concrete. Those stone walls are about 2.5 foot thick.
But across the country, many of these large state mental hospitals have fallen into ruin and are being demolished. Kate Allen is a graduate student in the architecture program at Columbia University in New York City. She studies asylums designed according to the plan of psychiatrist Thomas Kirkbride. He adapted principles of care from the Quakers. They include plenty of light and fresh air in a clean, idyllic setting. Allen has found records for 64 asylums built in the Kirkbride style. 20 of them have been torn down. Of those remaining, she considers a dozen under threat right now. And she thinks the Minervini Group in Michigan offers the only existing model for renovating an entire site.
Not only are they preserving the smaller structures and the Kirkbride core, but through the historic easement, the landscape, it can't be encroached on with development. It gives you that feeling that it was a community once.
But the Northern Michigan Asylum barely escaped destruction. After the hospital closed, it sat vacant for nearly a quarter century. Gaping holes in the roof caused a lot of water damage. An outside developer wanted to demolish and build new, but a hometown group stepped in and blocked the wrecking ball. Then along came Ray Minervini with his vision for a mix of new uses in the historic buildings. Raymond Minervini is Ray's son and business partner. He works on marketing the project. And he says the people who believe in the vision and are willing to invest in it are making it happen.
In a way, they're co-developers, too, because they're stepping forward with their capital to purchase space or lease space and establish a business or create a home, and that's what makes the preservation possible. Otherwise, this is just a building waiting to fall down.
The Minervini Group has been working on the redevelopment for nearly 6 years. It's a huge enterprise. The core of the old state hospital and surrounding buildings represent 1 million square feet for redevelopment. And Ray Minervini says that translates into a $200 to $300 million project, but it's going forward without a lot of fanfare.
We're doing it in phases, in sections, one section at a time, so it doesn't appear so big. We are under the radar screen. But collectively, when you look at the whole site and realize what that equates to, it's the largest rehab project for sure in the Midwest.
The Minervini Group has completed the first segment of what they call the Village at Grand Traverse Commons. Already built and fully occupied are business and condo spaces, plus a restaurant and art gallery. Ray Minervini says there's still a long way to go, but with lights on and people in the building, there's a growing sense the place is coming back to life. For the GLRC, I'm Bob Allen.